Chapter 35. Jen came into Jesse's office in the late afternoon. "You look tired," Jen said to him. "Up most of the night," Jesse said. "I got a couple hours sleep in one of the cells in the back." Whenever he saw her, Jesse felt like jumping up and wagging his tail. He always wanted to tell Jen how beautiful she was, and how much he loved her, and how nothing she could do or say would shake him on that. And the strain of not doing that, which both he and Dix had agreed was in his best interest, was very burdensome. "So what can you tell me about this murder?" she said. "On the record?" Jen paused for a minute, then she sighed a little. "I hate when you ask me that," she said.
"I hate when I have to ask it," Jesse said.
Jen nodded.
"But you do," she said. "I'm in my professional reporter costume, so yes, we're on the record."
Jesse nodded. "The body was discovered by Officer Luther Simpson," Jesse said.
"That suit's real name?" Jen said.
"Yep," Jesse said, "on routine patrol at approximately 2 a.m. this morning, on the front lawn of the Crown Estate on Paradise Neck. The victim has been identified as Fiona Francisco, who was a resident of 11 Sewell Street in Paradise. While she lived there, she was using the name Frances Franklin."
"Why the alias?" Jen said.
"We don't know yet."
"How long she lived there?"
"We're checking that. I'm guessing 2-3 years.
"Cause of death?"
ME says 2 .22 caliber bullets in the back of the head at close range.
"Was she killed at the Crown Estate?"
"At or close," Jesse said. "She bled a lot on the grass where they put her."
"Do you see any connection to the Crown Estate school project, which drew protesters when it began?" Jen said.
"None so far," Jesse said.
"Next of kin?"
"She has a daughter, Amber Francisco," Jesse said, "who called herself Alice Franklin while she lived here."
"Where are they from?"
"Don't know yet," Jesse said.
"Any leads?"
"Not yet."
"Any suspects?" Jen said.
"Not yet."
"Can we do a stand-up on camera?" Jen said.
"Nope."
"Oh, pooh, Jesse," Jen said. "Why not?"
"I don't ever recall getting in trouble by not talking," Jesse said, "especially on camera." She smiled.
"What about my career?" she said.
Jesse sucked in his cheeks a little and did a bad impression of Clark Gable. "Frankly, my dear," Jesse said, "I don't give a damn."
"I know," Jen said.
They were quiet. Jesse was always puzzled by the fact that, despite all her talkative charm and bubble, Jen never revealed much of what she was thinking. No, Jesse thought, of what she was feeling.
"You know," Jesse said, "that's not true. I went for the easy joke, but it's not true."
"You do give a damn about my career?" she said.
"Yes," Jesse said. "There's self-interest in it, but if we are ever going to make it together, you have to be fully you."
"What did you say?"
"We can't," he couldn't think exactly how to say it, "you can't care enough about me until you can care enough about you."
She stared at him in silence for what seemed to him a long time. Finally, she said,
I'm very happy that you know that."
Jesse nodded. "Give Dix the credit," Jen smiled.
"I already did," she said. "Is there anything off the record that you can tell me?"
"Aha," Jesse said, "putting it to the test already." Jen smiled again and inclined her head.
"Well," she said, "is there?"
"A lot," Jesse said. Jen took out a notebook as Jesse started to talk. When he was through, she said,
"So what's the connection between Crow and the Francisco family and the Crown Estate?"
"I don't know," Jesse said.
"But you think there is one?"
"Give me something to investigate," Jesse said.
"What if it's a false lead?" Jen said.
"Maybe I'll come across the real one in the process," Jesse said.
"Better than doing nothing?"
"The daughter, Amber, has a boyfriend who's a Hispanic gangster in Marshport," Jesse said. "The Crown Estate is a place where small Hispanic children are bussed in from Marshport, despite local opposition. Amber's mother's body is found on the front lawn of the Crown Estate."
"Could be coincidence," Jen said.
"Could be," Jesse said.
"But if I were on the story," Jen said, "and I didn't follow up on the possible connection, they'd fire me."
Jesse nodded.
"What I don't get," Jen said, "is Crow."
"Nobody entirely gets Crow," Jesse said.
"But if he doesn't want to kill the woman and return the girl, why doesn't he just go away?" Jen said. "It's not like he hasn't done worse."
"Says he likes women." Jen nodded.
"You believe him?"
"He let those hostages off the boat 10 years ago, Jesse said.
"And kept the money," Jen said.
"Which he didn't have to split with anybody," Jesse said.
"So maybe it's just something he tells you," Jen said, "that he likes women."
"Or tells himself," Jesse said.
Or maybe it's true, Jen said. Jesse nodded. Or maybe it's true, he said.